Beloved in the Lord, siblings in Christ, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the gospel that we hear today, similar to last week's ascension story, we hear Jesus promising that there is blessing still to come for the disciples. Last week, during the ascension readings that we heard about, we heard again how Christ had walked among God's people, how God himself was here in the flesh, walking among the people, how Christ then died on the cross to take away our sin, how Christ then rose again from the grave and for 50 days walked around on the earth with the disciples again to continue to teach and preach and share in time with them. And then we hear at the end of both last week's ascension lesson and at this point in the Gospel of John that we hear from today, the disciples still being confused, still not knowing what to expect next. And Jesus says, here's my promise to you. You'll receive another blessing. The gift of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, will bless you, will strengthen you, will give you all of God's power, will fill you with all that you need to do God's work and God's will in this world. And then we hear the follow-up to that, the Pentecost story. After Christ has died, risen, and ascended into the heavens, the disciples are gathered together in that home, celebrating the day of Pentecost for them. When something new happens, when God swoops into that room with the noise of a rushing wind and blesses them yet again, when that Holy Spirit comes, surrounds the room, goes all around them, when tongues of fire, flames of fire are lit above their heads, but no one is hurt, it is the birthday of the church, but even more so, it is a gift from God. Because there in that moment, there in that room, there with that uncertainty and that not really knowing what was happening around them, the disciples were given a gift from God, another blessing, the blessing of the strength and the power and the love that comes through Christ. And they begin to speak in other languages. Languages that were not their own. Languages that they did not even know. They just began to speak, and even though they didn't understand what the other was saying, they did understand. They felt joined together, and then those who were gathered outside heard them, heard the words, heard the voices that they were speaking from that home, and they were amazed. Those who were gathered together outside, who also did not know or comprehend or understand what was happening, began to hear the disciples speaking, and they said, listen to their voices. Listen to their words. Those words are not their own. Those are our words. Those are the words of the 12 ancient tribes of Israel, of God's beloved, chosen, cared for people. How are they speaking these words? They didn't understand, and yet they did understand. And that was the gift of the Holy Spirit on that day. That even though when we don't always comprehend or we don't always understand the words that are coming out of our own mouths or someone else's mouth, the gift of God's Spirit is that we are brought together in love through Christ, with that Spirit that fills us up with God's power and God's strength and God's hope and God's love. That is the gift of this Pentecost day, that God continues to make all things new with, through, and around us by the gift of the Holy Spirit, who allows us to fully speak our voices, to be understood, and to understand others. Sometimes that's a hard thing for us humans. We're not always so good at understanding someone else. Sometimes we just can't understand someone. Sometimes we choose not to understand someone, their point of view, where they're coming from. Just the other day, I was sitting at home, I was doing some work, And my youngest, Joanne, was watching what I call cartoons in the background. She's going and she's so enthralled in whatever bizarre thing was happening on the screen. And for the most part, I was blocking it out, but I was catching little bits and pieces of it. And so eventually I turned to her and I said, "Can you describe to me what is happening? I do not understand what is going on in this cartoon that you're watching at all." Well, first I was quickly informed that they're not cartoons anymore, Mom. They're not now called animations. Okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't understand. And then she goes into this very passionate, detailed description of this thing that's happening in this animation. And she's going in about how, well, these ones here are humans and they're doing this, and these ones here are monsters and they're doing this, and these ones are, I don't know, wizards or something, or they've been created and they have these gems and they have the, oh, well, she went on and on and on for like 15 minutes. She was so excited, so passionate to share this with me. And I finally just had to say, oh, it's really okay. I still don't understand. And I must confess, I wasn't really that invested in it anyways. I was hoping to have like a little 5-second blurb, here's what's going on. Oh, but no, she wanted to tell me every detail about every character. And honestly, I just really didn't care all that much. And so my brain sort of said, that's fine. I don't really need to understand. And I sort of tuned it out. Sometimes we don't want to understand. Sometimes we have our sights set in such a way that if it's not something that seems really important to us, something that we are drawn to, we're just not going to be able to listen. In thinking about fully understanding and comprehending people, I also thought about my mom's family, who are Norwegian. And I thought about my grandparents who lived here in the United States when I was younger, and how I couldn't really understand the words that they were saying because Norwegian was their first language. And although they spoke English here, their accents, particularly my grandfather's accent, was so thick that I'm pretty sure I never understood a single word that came out of his mouth. And yet he and I were tight when I was little. We would go to church together. We would go down and watch the fishing boats together, hand in hand, smiles on our faces, laughs in our belly, not understanding a single word that he said. But I understood him, and he understood me, and we had this mutual love and appreciation for each other. And similarly, when my family would go to visit our family in Norway every other summer, it would take until we were leaving for me to actually remember how to say words like thank you, and I love you, and nice to see you, and all these things. But the whole time that we were there, when all of my great-grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins were all speaking in these different languages that none of us understood the actual words coming out of the other one's mouths, we loved that time together. Because even though we didn't understand audibly what the other person was saying, we understood in our hearts the love and the love that bound us together as family, as beloved. You can understand one another without understanding the words that are coming out of someone else's mouth. That's the gift that the Holy Spirit gives to us. That's a gift that we hear about on this Pentecost day, that as the disciples were sitting there still unsure of what was going on in the world around them, still unsure with sorrow still in their hearts, still wondering about what was happening, that when that Holy Spirit came and swirled among them and lit their hearts on fire and filled them up with God's power and God's strength and God's love, and they began to speak in words that they did not know, they understood. They understood that from that moment, they were joined together, the body of Christ in the world, that even though they may not understand the words coming out of their mouth, the people outside did, and they heard that, and they understood too the power of God's love, the hopes and the dreams and the visions and the forgiveness and the peace of God's kingdom that was being made real again, right there with them. As the disciples were given that gift of the Holy Spirit, and as the crowds outside began to hear it, every single one of them was blessed. They were blessed with a voice to speak. They were blessed with God's power and God's strength. They were blessed with the love of Christ that is unending and unbreakable. They were blessed with the dreams of what this world would be and the hopes of how they could fulfill God's work and God's will. The blessing of the Holy Spirit on that Pentecost day was not just that they spoke in old languages, but that they were blessed to share together, to be understood together, to lead and to guide one another in Christ's mission of all being united, of all being filled with God's Spirit, of all having different voices and yet mutual understanding for one another. That is our gift as well, dear church. It is a gift that you were given on your baptismal day, that when the waters were washed over your head, and the words were spoken, and the blessing was made, and you were sealed with the cross of Christ forever, God's Holy Spirit came and filled you as well. That Spirit, that fire, that wind, that breath of God filled you just as it filled the disciples 2,000 years ago. And you too were given strength, and you too were given power, and you too were given dreams of how you could be the voice and the hands and the feet of Christ in this world. You too were given hopes and dreams and a voice and the gifts of God to go into this world and to make a difference in Jesus' name. You were given those gifts just as the disciples were 2,000 years ago. Not just on Pentecost Day today, not just one time on your baptism day, but every single day of your lives, as you are being made new through Christ, every single day, your gifts from God's Spirit are filling you up again, are setting your hearts on fire again, are stirring up your passions again. You have been gifted with your voice to speak out when you see an injustice, to speak out and to offer a word of peace and love and hope in this world. You too have been blessed by God's Spirit to dream dreams of how to make this world a better place, of the hopes that you have for yourselves, for your family and friends, for your church here, for the communities where we live, for the world that is greater. You too have been blessed by God's Spirit. You too have been given strength and power. You too have the love of Christ dwelling within you today and for every day that is yet to come. And so let us continue. Let us continue to call God's Holy Spirit to come to us, to fill us with the strength and the power that comes to us through God's Spirit in the name of Jesus our Lord. Let us too be open that God would lead us and would guide us in all good things. Let us too be receptive to the strength and the power that God gives to us, that we might go from this place into the world to proclaim the good news that God is love in everything that we say and in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.